Excuse me, miss. There seems to be a mistake. I believe I ordered the large cappuccino. Hello!
Look at the size of this thing.
It's practically a bowl.
It's like Campbell's cappuccino.
My size. Please. Aidez-moi. So, Tony, what's the deal with your clothes?
What do you mean?
You look like Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch.
What do you mean? I look hip.
No. You look like an undercover cop trying to look hip.
I am an undercover cop trying to look hip.
Yes, but can you do me a favor?
What?
When you come to my parents' house tomorrow night, can you not dress like a circa 1970s pimp? My parents are a little eccentric.
My next poem is called An Open Apology to the Aliens Who Abducted Me and Whom I Inflicted Great Destruction Upon While Having a Panic Attack Aboard the Mothership. Autobiographical.
So what are you going to do tonight?
Well, I think I'm going to do a poem about Sherry.
Oh.
Yeah.
The woman
yeah,
poem.
Yeah.
So tell me again. Why did you pick up with Sherry?
Tony, I told you already, all right? She's a thief.
You don't honestly believe that.
Tony, she's a klepto, all right? Listen, to this day, I still don't know where my cat is.
Charlie, every time you meet a nice girl that you can get close to, you come up with some paranoid reason why you should break up with her.
That's not true. I broke up with those girls for very good reasons.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? What about Jill?
She was in the mafia.
She was in the mafia?
Yes, the Cosa Nostra. The whole time we went out, she didn't tell me what she did for a living.
Charlie, she was unemployed. She didn't have a job.
Well, that's just the perfect cover now, isn't it?
All right. What about Pam?
She smelled like soup.
What does that mean?
She smelled exactly like beef vegetable soup.
Charlie, you're paranoid.
But you weren't there.
It's all in your head.
No, it is. No.
All right, Amar. Wish me luck.
Get me off this crazy thing called love.
Yes, do you have haggis?
Yes, we do. One?
Yes, please. My parents are Scottish.
That'll be $19.75.
Here you go. Oh, thank you.
Will there be anything else?
No, thanks. Thanks.
Kiss or I'll kick your teeth in.
Hi. Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl?
Hey, shut it!
If you did.
How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing fine.
Come on, Charlie.
All right, away and go with your mother, all right? And while you're there, why don't you try one of her bras on, you wee girl? Float away, you fairy.
Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm. I brought you guys a haggis.
Sweet of you, son. Thank you. Oh, I haven't seen one of these for years. Oof, for years. Actually, I hate them. But your father will have to eat. Look at him. He's giving Tony all that Lyndon H. Lewis rubbish again.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world, known as the Pentaveret, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet tri-annually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows.
So who's in this Pentaveret?
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tetsa. Oh, I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.
Dad, how can you hate the Colonel?
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly, smart ass.
Interesting.
Cuckoo.
Charlie, would you like a juice? Look. I bought myself a juice tiger.
A juice tiger.
A juice tiger. I juice everything now. I'm on a new diet. I'm on my weekly World News Garth Brooks juice diet.
Scores! Marty!
Magic one goal!
Well, let's have a look at the replay. William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
You've got to give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system. Head, move!
Your sherry's late.
Mom. Sherry and I broke up.
Not Sherry. I like Sherry. Didn't like some of the other girls she brought home, but I liked Sherry.
Oh, Mom, don't make it any harder for me.
Why should I make it any easier, son? You were good together. You know that, you and Sherry. You were good together. I thought you might even get married.
Mom, you know I'm terrified of marriage.
I know that, son. I know that. Well, sure, maybe there's something to be said for no getting married. Did you read the paper today?
No.
No? Where did I put it? Stuart! Bring in the paper.
All right, Hen. Heed, paper, now. Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Hauling that gargantuan cranium about. I'm not kidding. That boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Hey, Mom, I find it interesting that you refer to the Weekly World News as the paper. The paper contains facts.
This paper contains facts. And this paper has the 8th highest circulation in the whole wide world. Right? Plenty of facts. Pregnant man gives birth. That's a fact. There it is. Look. This. Mrs. X. The honeymoon murderer. She marries men under fake identities. And then she murders them. And she's murdered 3 men already. Look, victim number 1 was a lounge singer. Victim number 2, a Russian martial arts expert.
No.
And she's also killed a plumber named Ralph Elliott. And her whereabouts are unknown.
You're in my eyes, you're in my dreams. You are my eyes, you are my dreams. You're in my eyes. You're Celtic, United, and baby, I decided you're the best thing that's happened to me.
Kiss me, kiss, Johnny. Cheer me up. Good night.
Good night.
Wow, you turned into a right sexy wee bastard. Do you know that?
Thanks, Mrs. McKenzie.
Has he?
Well, I think so. Oh. All right, good night, Mom.
Bye, Charlie.
Good night, Dad.
Bye, Mr. McKenzie.
Fine, go. You've stayed your hour.
Off then. All right.
Morning, sir.
Oh, Tony, are you working on the forms of that street
yes,
vendor
Captain.
Incident? Of a... Tony? Tony? Tony, I don't want to intrude, but you seem a little down.
Well, Captain, it's about my job. I'm having doubts about being a cop. You know, it's not like how it is on TV. And all I do all day is I fill out forms and paperwork. I mean, this is what I do.
It's a point well taken, Tony, but you must understand, although it's not exciting, it's a very important part of our work.
Yeah, but in all my times as a cop, I've never, like, chased a guy across a crowded city square. I've never hung on to that part of the helicopter. You know that part underneath the thing where it lands? Do you know that part?
Yes, I know that part.
I've never hung on to that. I've never even commandeered a vehicle.
Now, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's the other thing. You're too nice.
I'm too nice?
Yes, you're too nice. Why can't you be like the captain on Starsky and Hutch? You know, where you come in and you haul me into your office and you bawl me out because you're sick and tired of defending my screwball antics to the commissioner? Why can't you do that?
Well, the truth of the matter is I don't report to a commissioner. I report to a committee. Some of whom are appointed, some elected, and the rest co-opted on a biannual basis. It's a quorum, so to speak.
A quorum?
Yeah.
Captain, when I joined the police force, I thought that I was going to be Serpico. But instead, I'm like fish from Barney Miller.
Hey, somebody needs a hug.
Captain.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Haggis, right?
That's right. I'm the guy who ordered the haggis.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you actually like haggis?
No, I think it's repellent in every way. In fact, I think most Scottish cuisine is based on a dare.
I'm next.
You're next.
I'm next.
You're next.
Okay, okay.
I'm
how next. Can I help you?
Next.
Yes.
I'll tell you how you can help me. All I want is one New York strip steak, a quarter inch thick. That's all I want. No more, no,
no less.
Less. Just get the steak and let me get out of here.
I'm sorry, I'm really busy. It's
busy, eh?
It's insane today.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my dad's a butcher, and I used to work at a shop. I can help you.
I'd love some help. Ray, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Charlie.
Hi,
Hi.
Harriet.
Hi, Harriet.
Could you get me 4 porterhouses in the fridge?
Okay. Nice. Evidently, you think of me as a woman friend.
And what is wrong with being nice?
Nothing.
Charlie?
Yes?
Name one bad thing you've done.
Well, I've done bad things. But let's talk about you for a second. Tell me one bad thing that you've done, and it better be evil.
How evil?
Really evil. Like, so evil that you would say it was evil. Like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil. For example, how many people have you brutally murdered?
Well, brutal is a very subjective word. I mean, what's brutal to one person might be totally reasonable to somebody else.
Довольно такая хопа.
Откуда вата такая? Да?
Ничего, знаешь, очень даже ничего, по-моему. Даже.
Excuse me. Да! Очень даже ничего.
Да черт, она понимает по-русски.
Уж спасибо. Ну, пока, мальчики.
Do you know Russian?
Yeah.
Oh, this hurts. No, this is hard. Because not only are you extremely good-looking, which you are, but you're also very, very smart. And that's no fair. That's hard.
So what? So bright women intimidate you?
No, not at all. But it's a shame I'm going to have to destroy you.
Wow. Charlie, come here!
Nadia! I am coming.
Oh, my God.
Expand.
What?
Expand.
All right, Charlie, wait. What do you look for in a woman you date?
Well, I know everyone always says sense of humor, but I'd really have to go with breast size.
Oh, my God.
Come, let us dance like children of the night.
Ah! Here we are.
Wow, what a great place.
I'll make us some tea?
Sure.
Okay, I'll show yourself around and...
Hey, you know what this place needs? A really large, oversized poster of Atlantic City.
Oh, look, you got one.
I used to live there. So, herbal teas. Cubby Wubby Womb Room Tea.
Mm-hmm.
And Morning Thunder.
All right, I'll go with the Cubby Wubby Womb Room Tea. Okay. All right, thanks. Hey, what's this?
Oh, I had a friend. He was a martial arts expert, and,
Oh, you had a friend.
Yeah, I don't. It's a martial arts thing. Nah, I took it up and just thought it would look good on the wall. So.
Oh, it does.
Hmm.
You know, Scotland has its own martial arts. Yeah, it's called Fuck You. It's mostly just head butting and then kicking people when they're on the ground.
Hmm. It's late?
Not for me.
Who for then?
Who for then what?
Well, you looked at your watch and you said it wasn't late for you. I was wondering who it was late for.
Well, not me. No. I like the nightlife. I like to boogie.
Hmm. I'll make the tea then.
You know, maybe it is late. You know, I'll be honest with you. I had a really great time tonight. And I'd really love to kiss you. But I think that if I kiss you, we'll end up kissing on the couch. And if we end up kissing on the couch, then chances are we'll kiss in the bedroom. And if we kiss in the bedroom, then, you know, that's the part I always rush into. I just don't think it's a good idea to rush into spending the night together.
I want to spend the night together.
I have no problem with that.
You're it.
Come here.
Kept saying the name Ralph.
Ralph?
Yeah, you kept saying the name Ralph.
Oh. She's my friend.
She's your friend, Ralph. She's your friend, Ralph.
somebody else. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Harriet's friend, Charlie. And you must be Ralph?
I'm Harriet's sister, Rose. Harriet gave me a note to give to you.
Oh, great.
Dear Charlie, I didn't want to wake you. Make yourself at home. And thanks for the hot dog, Harriet.
Well, that's a very nice note.
Let me make you some breakfast.
Oh, gee, you know, I'd love to, but, you know, I'm
no, running late, thanks.
No.
What would you say to silver dollar pancakes? Fresh squeezed orange juice, bacon, and Kona coffee.
Oh, that sounds great.
Sorry. I didn't have those other things.
No, no, that's fine. That other stuff will probably kill you. Whereas Fruit Loops are light and reasonably high in fiber. I care for Apple Jacks a great deal.
Got them.
Good. So, is this your place?
No, this is our place. Harriet's in mine. She just sort of comes and goes, but she always ends up here, though. She didn't speak of me?
No, she didn't speak of you. She talked about a martial arts guy, and there was some discussion about Ralph.
Oh, really? She spoke about them.
Well, she talked about the martial arts guy, and actually, she kind of shouted Ralph.
Oh, well, you know Harriet.
Well, actually, I don't.
But you did have sex with her.
Hello.
I'm gonna go now. Oh. I'm not gonna tell Harriet that anything happened.
No. Rose. Rose. Nothing did happen.
Don't worry, Charlie. Just be careful.
Me like you really like this girl.
I'm smitten. I am in deep smit. She is wonderful. But
you know what?
We shouldn't talk about it, because then I'll start to analyze it, and it's just, that's no good.
Some of that is good. It's good. You should just, let it happen. Relax.
Hello, everyone. I am a park ranger, and I will be leading you on the tour. All of the park rangers here at Alcatraz were at one time guards, myself included. My name is John Johnson, but everyone here calls me Vicky. Will you please follow me?
I love Vicky. He's a great guy.
He's the best.
Oh.
This is the main cell block area. Home to such famous criminals as Al Capone, Mickey Cohen, Joseph Dutch Pritzer, and Robert Stroud, the famous birdman of Alcatraz.
You know, Tony, this time it's going to be different. You know, if something strange happens, I'm just going to let it go. You know, it's not my business. For example, Ralph. She says Ralph in her sleep. So what?
Ralph.
This is the cell for solitary confinement that over the years had come to be known as Times Square. Make sure everyone gets a look.
So who's Ralph?
I don't know who Ralph is. And more importantly, I don't want to know.
That's good. So did you and Harriet, you know, last night?
All right, dirtbag. All you have to know is that Harriet is a sweet, kind, and loving person.
Well, that's good. That's
And yes, we did.
Right.
Close it up. Close it up. Close it up. Now, this is something the other tour guides won't tell you. In this particular cell block, Machine Gun Kelly had what we call in the prison system a bitch. And one night, in a jealous rage, Kelly took a makeshift knife, or shiv, and cut out the bitch's eyes.
Hey, you know, another thing about Harriet, I love.
And as if this wasn't enough retribution for Kelly, the next day, he and four other inmates took turns pissing into the bitch's ocular cavities. This way to the cafeteria.
Tony, I'm really happy. Please, don't let me screw this one up.
I'll try.
Alrighty. Thanks.
That ocular cavity thing was
worse. Well, as soon as he mentioned pissing in the ocular cavity.
I got another one. What's worse, your cable goes out and all you're left with is synchronized swimming on ESPN.
Okay. You're stuck on the Bay Bridge in traffic, and you just had two really strong cups of coffee and three bran muffins.
Ow!
Hello! Hello!
I have a good one. What's worse? You go to a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, and you order your favorite meal, and you take your first bite, and under the steak is a scabby band-aid. Or being electrocuted. And that's it. Being electrocuted. I was electrocuted once. It was horrible.
Oh, that's a crime.
Yes.
Hi. Can we get our check, please?
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Electrocuted.
It was fun.
Oh, I'll get that.
No, I got it. Let me pick up the check.
I'll pick up the check.
Okay. Oh. So what do you say we catch a cab, huh?
I'd like to walk.
Come on, it's raining.
I'd like to walk.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Bye. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Nice
to meet
you.
Well, it's officially raining.
Just a drizzle.
You know, I love that you wanted to walk in the rain. Hey, I'm really glad you're going to meet my parents tomorrow night.
You know what, Charlie? It's the strangest thing, but I feel really safe with you. You know, like in all movies when people never left each other. I mean, they stayed together forever.
Yeah, my parents moved in the day they were married. Hey, in 2 weeks, I'm throwing them a 30th wedding anniversary party.
just swimming
around. Mom, Dad, we're here.
Stuart! Charlie. Is this the wee Harriet? Oh, she's absolutely beautiful. And you're very, very, very welcome. Oh, I hope you hold on to this one. You have the face of a wee angel. Do you know that?
I give! I'm Charlie's father!
I'm sorry. You surprised me. I'm sorry.
I like this one, Charlie. She's quite a filly. Now, Charlie tells me you're a butcher.
Yes, I am a butcher.
Ah, do you link your own sausage?
As a matter of fact, I do. Why don't you go and put your trousers on?
All right, hold your horses. Heave! Pants! Now!
Harriet, why don't you come with me? I have wonderful photographs of him when he was a wee baby.
And show the picture of Charlie when he shit his pants in Niagara Falls.
Oh, come on, Mum. Don't show her the pictures.
Oh, lighten up, Charlie. You can pickle up your arse again.
I'm just going to go to the washroom, okay? Evidently, I have a pickle up my ass. And you're going to be okay if I leave you alone.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure there's enough paper. And Charlie, light a match.
Are you a winter car again? Oh, what a cute baby Charlie was.
You okay in there, Charlie? You didn't fall in there, did you?
I can't believe the resemblance between you and Charlie, Mrs. McKenzie.
Thank you. That's enough about us. You tell me something about yourself. Now, have you always lived in San Francisco?
No, actually, I moved around quite a bit. I had a really great time with your family tonight.
Oh, great. You know that martial arts expert friend you had?
Mm-hmm.
Was that here in San Francisco?
No, actually it was Miami. Your family's really great, Charlie. When your mother took out that book of photographs...
Was that before or after Atlantic City?
Look, it's a period in my life that I really don't like talking about. Charlie. I hated Atlantic City, Charlie. It's a town full of gamblers and lounge singers.
Tony, have you heard of this? Mrs. X. She murders her husbands on their honeymoons, then changes her identity and marries again.
I never heard of it. So what?
I think I'm dating Mrs. X.
Charming.
Two words. Therapy.
She once told me that she dated a martial arts expert, all right? Now, it says right here that one of the victims was a martial arts expert, okay? And last night at dinner, she put a kung fu move on my dad and tried to break his neck.
Charlie, about 1,000 people have tried to break your father's neck. I mean, should I arrest them, too?
Well, yes. If they also say Ralph in their sleep, I think that's a good start. Because look, right here, Ralph Elliott, all right? Plumber from Dallas. Missing since his honeymoon.
Charlie, you're just getting scared.
Yes.
You think that Harriet could be the one?
Yes.
So you start to suspect her of things. Because deep down inside, you're scared that if she is the one, you'll marry. And to you, marriage is death.
Come on, Tony. Just read it, okay? Read it. For me, just read it.
Okay. Larry Leonard, Crooner, who made a name for himself... being able to sing in 6 different languages the song Only You.
Yes, see, Charlie.
Does Harriet even know the words to Only You?
Well, I don't know, Tony. We haven't reached that all too critical do you know the words to Only You phase in our relationship, so I'm afraid I'm not much help.
Charlie! You gotta move past this! I'm getting worried about you. You're starting to live your life according to the Weekly World News.
Well, it's the 8th highest circulating paper in the world, I'll have you know. Look, Tony, Mrs. X, please, look it up, okay? For me? Indulge me?
Look, there's no record of any deaths. All 3 of these guys were reported missing around the time of their honeymoon, but so were their wives. No picture of any bride. For all we know, they just picked up and moved away.
Charlie, that's true. I mean, you're just gonna have to realize that. I mean, I personally would lie to you. But Kathy here has this crazy notion of always telling the truth.
Understood.
Mm. You feel better now?
Oh, I guess so.
Good, good. Come on.
Hello, everyone. I'm Maureen O'Boyle. Welcome to A Current Affair. Tonight, Amy, did she or didn't she? And then on A Current Affair, the reptile that took Hollywood by storm, Iguana Be in Pictures. But first up tonight, the Justice Department reports an alarming rise in the number of poisoning murders across the United States, and that 87% of the poison murders occur within the family, a scourge which seems to be reaching into every home. Dunleavy examines poisoning murders. Steve?
The most common form of poisoning occur between couples for reasons as varied as insurance fraud, old-fashioned jealousy, and pure and simple psychopathic behavior.
Hi.
Hi.
Perhaps more. Hi.
I have a surprise for you.
What is it?
It's a health shake. And I made it especially for you. Try it.
Thank you, no.
Thanks.
You'll like it, Charlie. Just take a sip. Try.
I have kitten breath. I'm just going to go brush my teeth.
Wait, Charlie, why don't you just take a sip? It's got strawberries in it. You love strawberries. Taste. I spent 20 minutes making it. Just take a sip.
I'm just going to go.
Just try it. Okay, one little sip. Wait, hurry. Take a sip. Fine. Forget it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just, sensitive. You didn't drink my shake. So what? Right?
No, look, you spent a half an hour on it. I understand. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's scratch.
Scratch?
Yeah, come on. Let's do a little scratching. Yeah, there you go. Scratching.
Okay, Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden.
Okay, Presidio. All right, Union Square.
Got it.
Okay, Little Japan.
Got it.
Union Square. Oakland. Can you reach around and get Coit Tower? San Andreas Fault.
You know what I like best about you, Charlie? Is I could tell you anything in the world, and you don't judge me. Charlie, have you ever stood at the edge of a cliff or a subway platform with someone and you thought just for a split second, what if I pushed him?
No, not really. Usually I follow the Judeo-Christian ethic of thou shalt not kill,
I know. I'm just making a point of how many times we trust other people with our lives. I mean, look at us, look at us. We're sleeping. And look how vulnerable we are. And I could do anything to you in your sleep.
What could you do?
No, anything. You're lying on your side, totally asleep. I could just, stick a needle in your... Charlie! Jesus! I'm just trying to show you what a good relationship we have.
I'm sorry. It's just I have an ear thing, okay? There was an episode of Night Gallery, and this guy put an earwig in the guy's ear, and then... I know, they said the good news is we got the earwig, but the bad news is it was a female, and... I'm sorry.
Good night, Charlie.
I have an ear thing.
Just good night.
I'm sorry. I'm a human blanket.
Get off of
me. Human blanket.
No. Just good night.
Oh, good night.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to place an announcement. It's my parents' 30th wedding anniversary.
Sure. That's $4.50 per word, and you've got a choice of standard or bold.
Well, you having a busy week, Frank?
Nah, just these two. Been dead around here. I got this one here, a tourist. Heart attack on a cable car.
Guy left his heart in San Francisco.
Hey, this is a real person you're talking about.
All right, I'm sorry.
Here's another one here, a native San Francisco plumber, Elliot Ralph. Moved to Dallas, disappeared 4 months ago. The body was found in a sewer.
Well, guy takes his job too seriously, life goes down the drain.
Did they mention anything about his wife?
All right. Okay. Look, I know that we're talking about real people here, so I'm sorry.
No, I'm serious. Did they mention the wife?
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a joke about other people's lives.
No, I'm really serious. They mentioned the wife.
You win, okay? I'm a bad person. He's saying I'm insensitive. He's saying I'm a shit.
He's not saying you're a shit.
Did they mention the wife?
No! They didn't mention the wife! You happy? Yeah! Oh, yes, I'm insensitive. I'm a very insensitive man. Stop your job. Look at the insensitive man. That's what they're paying you for.
He was my ride home.
Understood.
So, what's going on that you had to see me so urgently? You couldn't even come to my apartment?
It's just safer here.
What? Charlie.
I'm sorry. I think you're a terrific woman. I just don't think we should see each other anymore.
Why? Tell me the truth.
I'm afraid that you're going to leave me.
You're going to cleave you? What does that mean, Charlie?
No, leave me, not cleave me, that you're going to reject me, you know? So I just thought I'd
do a preemptive strike.
So you're rejecting me?
I didn't mean to hurt you. I never wanted to hurt you.
Well, don't worry, you haven't. At least you left early on. So, that's it then? Because I gotta get back to work.
Jane, get me off of this crazy thing called love.
Not that it matters anymore, but I thought you might like to know. Somebody just turned themselves in for the murder of Ralph Elliott.
What about the other murders?
You gotta know. So far, she just confessed to the one murder. Look, anyway, time to stop. Gotta go. Catch you later, all right?
Harriet, it's me, Charlie.
Go away, Charlie.
Harriet, I gotta talk to you, okay? I made a big mistake, all right? It's me. I'm just a big idiot, all right? Look, I'm gonna go into therapy, okay? I'll go twice a week. I don't know if my insurance is gonna cover it, but I'll talk to the guy and...
What is it, Charlie?
Hi, Charlie.
Ah!
I don't want to lose you.
You didn't. You rejected me.
Okay, I'm unrejecting you.
You'll do it again, Charlie. You will do it again.
No. No, I'm not going to do it again. Look, I got scared, okay? Things were going really good, and then I just got scared, all right? I love you.
I love you too. But you blew it, Charlie. You blew it.
Harbinger of haggis, beautiful, bemused, bellicose butcher, untrusting,
unknowing, unlove, Ed. He wants you back, he screams into the night air like a fireman going through a window that has no fire. Accept the passion of his heart. I am lonely. It's really hard. This poem sucks.
Downstairs to see you.
She'll be down in a moment, actually. Yes, and could you bring the car around? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Charlie? Charlie, come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine. This is Ralph.
Ralph? Ralph? This is Ralph?
Yeah.
This is Ralph.
Come on. Ralph, this is Charlie.
It's really great to meet you.
Oh, no, it's great to meet you. Yes, I love you so much.
Oh, God. Charlie.
I'm naked, aren't I?
Yes, you are naked.
Yeah. I was just naked just then, and very nude. And nice to meet you, and call me.
I will.
Well, I'm good.
Happy anniversary.
I'd like to propose a toast to my wife, May. 30 years ago today, May and I were married. Some of you were there. Some of you weren't born, and some of you are now dead. But we both said I do, and we haven't agreed on a single thing since.
True.
But I'm glad I married you, May, because it could have been worse. And besides, I still love you.
Feeling,
Captain.
You okay?
No, I'm not. Harriet, marry me.
No.
Please?
Why don't we just live together? We could just live together at first, and let's just live together.
Because I love you, and I think we should get married. And I think we should spend the next 30 years of our life together. I want you
to have my children, and I want you to have your children. That sounds like an awful lot of children, but I love you. I need you. Let's just get married, okay? Harriet, be my wife.
All right, everyone, set your cake hole. I'm late to make a toast to my son, Charlie. Thank you for throwing us this great party. And I hope you have the same great 30 years that we've had. To Charlie!
Yes.
You will.
Get married, Charlie.
Now, Mr. McKenzie, if you will take this woman to be your wife, through thick and thin, for better or for worse, please say I do.
I do.
Now, Harriet, if you will take this man, through good times and bad, forever and ever, as your husband, please say adieu.
I do.
Now, Charlie, kiss the beautiful bride. Great party.
Yeah, it is. The
marriage was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
It was great.
Yeah. She's great, isn't she?
She's the best. She's incredible. You wouldn't be such a chicken with this commitment. Finally, you met the right girl. It's great. I mean, how could you have ever thought that this girl was a murderer?
Only you can make this world seem right. Darkness bright.
Come here, Charlie. Come here, Charlie. Come stand by me, Charlie.
Can thrill me like you do, and fill my heart with love for only you. Soon won't fly, keep a fellow. Solo tu, e solamente tu. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you bring.
Hey, wait till you see this place. It's called Poet's Corner. A lot of the beat poets used to hang out there.
I found my brother in there, deep in my heart.
Well, you're really quiet.
Oh, I'm just thinking, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't I do the talking for you?
Hi, my name is Harriet.
Hi, Harriet. How's it going?
Good. Good, I suppose. I think you're great, Charlie. Everything you do is art. You're a sex machine.
Uh-huh.
Get on the scene with Sex Machine.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
You're the best husband I ever had.
What?
Why did you just say that?
I was just... It was a joke.
No, why? What do you mean by it? Why did you say it?
Because I thought it might be funny. Nothing. I just think you're a great person, that's all. What?
Oh.
I hear from the boys upstairs you've been sticking your nose in a Ralph Elliott case.
Yes, Captain.
Don't yes, Captain, me! Stay out of this. This is strictly homicide.
But Captain, I got this friend.
We all got these friends. I'm warning you, Giardino. Back off, Italian boy. Keep away from this one. It's too big for you.
Wait a minute, Captain. Wait a minute. Trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about. What's the news?
Oh, you want to hear the news? Well, here's the news. It seems that the old lady that confessed to the murder of Ralph Elliott has also confessed to a couple of other murders.
I knew she would.
Right. Well, she's confessed to the murders of Abraham Lincoln, Warren G. Harding, and Julius Caesar. She's a nutcase. A nutcase.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. You screw this one up, pal, and you'll be writing pocket tickets for the rest of your life. You got that? Captain, I won't let you down.
For you. That was so much better.
Yeah, you like
really
it?
Really terrific. Like it. It was fantastic.
I don't know. The beginning felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was great.
I saw I get too much in the end.
No. It was really terrific. Yeah. I'd really like to discuss this, but I got to go save a life.
Let me work on it. I'll work on it.
Work on it because it was terrific. And honestly, it was such a big improvement. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Ralph Elliott's wife. Of course, her hair is much shorter then.
Mrs. Karpov has gained a lot of weight since then, but it's definitely her.
Yeah, that's his little lollipop. Boy, he was really in love with her, but I tell you, she was a lot of fun and smart. Dowface, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. This is really cool.
Hi. Mr. and Mrs. McKenzie, please enjoy your honeymoon. For us, when you leave, it'll be far too soon. Now, 4 nights. Your dinner reservations are at 9:00, okay?
Sounds great.
Oh, and you might want to prepare some candles by the bed. With a storm, we frequently lose power.
Wow, that's so cool. Did you hear that? A storm. We'll be all snugly inside. You okay?
I have a headache. Excuse me. Do you have a drugstore in the hotel? I want to buy aspirin.
Right up those back stairs, Mr. McKenzie. Anything you need.
Don't move.
You really think she's got a headache?
What?
Nothing.
Here's your key, just as you requested, the Robbie Burns room.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
The stuff is down due to a storm.
Well, keep on trying, all right? Keep on trying. Tell the chief that I chartered a plane.
Hey! My Zan!
What?
You screw up one more time, I'm going to kick your spaghetti-bending butt back to Milan.
Not now, not now.
Was it too much with the ethnic slurs?
No, it was fine. It's not Paisan, it's Paisan.
Ah. Hey, Paisan.
Listen, how long is it going to take us to get there?
Shouldn't take very long. Actually, I have no concept of time.
Geez, is this dangerous?
No. Well, you know, there's chance in everything.
Look, I don't want to get too personal or anything, but you've done this before, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do this all the time. I've never done it at night.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. McKenzie, glad Hi. To see you. Follow me, please.
I know
what do you think, Jeff? How the hell do you even know if you're going in the right direction?
Instruments.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? What's that?
That's the artificial horizon, which is better than the actual horizon.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to wash my hands, all right? I love you.
An amazing dream.
I don't care about your dream. Land the plane.
I was just born and I was 8.5 months premature. The doctors were freaking out.
Please shut up.
Did I already tell you this dream?
Folks, to get your attention just a moment, if I may, folks, might make a couple of special announcements here. Celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary with us tonight. How about a nice interview for Mr. and Mrs. Seymour Levingstein? How about a nice interview? 25 years ago, they were right here on their honeymoon. Isn't that great? And speaking of great honeymooning couples, over here to my right, Charlie and Harriet McKenzie. Aren't they a good-looking group?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a phone call for you from town. They said it was quite urgent.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Charlie! Charlie, you okay?
Great, couldn't be better.
Charlie, listen to me. Harriet is Mrs. X.
She killed Ralph and those two other guys. I got a picture.
It checked out. It's her, Charlie. She's the murderer. I've called the police. All the roads are closed up, but they're on their way. In the meantime, just stay where you are.
Charlie?
Hold on one second. Excuse me, one second. What should I do?
Don't worry. When the time comes, you'll know.
Thanks. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Charlie? Charlie?
Hello?
Charlie, what happened?
The phone just went dead. Look, I was just on the phone and it went dead.
It's quite common, sir. I'm sure the lines will be out until tomorrow. Have a nice meal.
What happened, Charlie?
Nothing happened. Just the phone lines went dead, that's all. To this lovely couple, we wish a long and beautiful life. We want to play your song for you right now. The Platters, only you.
You can't go yet. You have to wait till the traditional wedding.
There are a lot of traditions here.
Especially for newlyweds.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Excuse me, sir. I'm with the San Francisco Police Department. This is official police business. I would like to commandeer this vehicle.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I happen to know for a fact that you don't have the right to commandeer my vehicle.
Please, can I commandeer this vehicle?
No.
You're just not going to bend on this commandeering thing, are you?
No.
Go ahead. Go.
No, I don't want to. Charlie?
Charlie? Charlie! Charlie! You've got to help me! I've heard of...
Wonderful person who I love and adore, who I want to show
you. Hey, this couple's had enough of this crowd for one night. They got more important things to do, huh?
Let's put them in the honeymoon chair.
Here we go.
We did it on our honeymoon. You'll love it.
It's just fun. Oh, hold on.
Good night, you two.
Hey, why don't you stay for a nightcap?
No, you two want to be alone.
No, really, really. Stay for a nightcap.
Sir, I really don't think I should.
Stay for a nightcap!
Oh. Charlie. There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Harriet,
Charlie. I've been married before.
Harriet, I already know that.
You know about my husband's?
Yes.
Stay away from me!
Charlie!
Get away from me!
What are you doing?
Come on, stay away!
Charlie!
Stay away from me!
Stand! Don't go!
Get off of
Charlie!
Me.
Wait, please don't go, Charlie. Wait,
not for me.
Wait, Charlie. Charlie!
Would you mind not doing that?
This bothers you?
No, it's one of my favorite things.
Dear Harriet, I just can't handle the commitment. It's too hard. I'm leaving you. Love, Charlie? I didn't write this.
What the fuck?
Charlie!
Ruth!
What happened? Try open the door!
Ruth just tried to kill me!
What? Yeah! I wrote that note! And you're not supposed to be in the room when this note has been written and placed on the desk, do you understand me? You took her away from me, Charlie, like all the rest! I have had it! You are going to die.
Oh, listen. Would you mind waiting for me? I may have to apprehend somebody. And if I have to take you into custody, I'm going to need transportation to the nearest police shop. Thank you!
What are you doing? Todd, be careful.
Charlie!
Let's just take this down a notch. So what you're saying to me is that Rose killed your husband, forged breakup notes to make you think that they left you.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, listen, that's them up on the roof. They're up on the roof. Listen!
Oh, you just don't get it, do you? We can talk about this here. And we can talk about it downtown.
Trusting. So love. Ed. Harriet. Sweet Harriet.